AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Less than a half foot of snow has fallen so far in Washington, D.C., but the worst will come overnight.
The snowfall has been steady and has been intensifying.
This is deteriorating quickly.
Emergency Management Director Chris Geldart says it's important everyone in the city is safe.
The snow is going to come in. You can see the initial bands that we had. We already have a lot of accumulating snow.
D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser warns this type of snow can be dangerous.
Coming down wet and heavy. Which means that we could see trees in power lines down.
D.C.'s Metro subway and bus service will be shut down for the weekend because of the storm. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Airlines have now canceled more than 7,500 flights as the blizzard slams into the eastern third of the country. Jennifer Brenner, who is stuck in Chicago, wishes she had packed more clothes.
Because it was an up and back, I don't have any clothing with me, so had to wear the same thing I wore yesterday, and probably will have the same thing happen tonight.
Jay Kim ventured out in the storm tonight to get some gas for his snowblower in Fairfax, Virginia.
I'm just filling up gas for my blower.
A snowblower?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, leaf blower, but I'm using it as a snowblower.
John Bryce wants to make sure he has enough gas in his truck.
I'm filling up my plow truck for gas stations, and this is the only one I found open. There might be some down that way, but I haven't, gone down further, but I'm just fueling up because I know it's going to be a long couple days.
Some stations in the Washington metro area are out of gas, too many people topping off their tanks. The nation's capital is expected to take the brunt of the storm. Some suburban communities could get 30 inches of snow before the blizzard moves up the coast. This is AP Radio News. It was a parent's worst nightmare, and also a nightmare for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in Saskatchewan.
Shortly after 1 p.m. today, the LaLoche RCMP received a complaint of a person discharging a weapon in the community of LaLoche.
RCMP Chief Superintendent Maureen Levy told CTV a shooter killed at least four people and wounded two others at a high school and another location before being captured.
Investigators immediately began searching for a suspect. And at 1:47 p.m., one male was taken into custody outside of the school, and a firearm was secured.
A South Florida police officer was shot and wounded this morning in what his chief in Miami Gardens is calling an ambush attack. An Arkansas firefighter was shot and killed this morning while responding to a medical emergency at a home near North Little Rock. A homeowner is in custody. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.